Basically, the study allowed us to sort of dive a little bit deeper into the health impacts. So to look at it by health condition, so by asthma or by COPD, and see which particular health impacts were most prevalent. It also allowed us to look by demographics, so we could see like which age group was most affected, males or females, what race, and geographically, like we compared Anchorage and Fairbanks in the Mat-Su Valley in this study. So sort of understanding how the health impacts looked different in different places in the state. We also could break it down to look at the number of emergency room visits, timing according to when we saw smoke plumes in the area. And so we can sort of see, you know, do we see a peak in emergency room visits the same day that there was a lot of air pollution in the air, or is it 2 or 3 days later? And that can help us sort of target when we're going to need more hands on deck in the emergency room, for example.
What were all the different data sources that you had to look at? Like, how did you put this picture together?
So what we're most interested in was particulate matter, the very small fine particles, less than 2.5 microns. So essentially, if you stacked these particles up, you could put several across one strand of hair. So they're super tiny. And we're really most worried about this fine particulate matter because it can get deep into your lungs and even into your bloodstream and really causes the most health impacts. So because those fine particles are a known issue for health, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, requires that cities over a certain size regularly monitor this air quality. The monitors that are out there measuring air quality that are run by our Department of Environmental Conservation measure PM2.5 from all sources. Because for this study, we were really focused on wildfire smoke, we combined that information from the on-the-ground air quality monitors with satellite information, pictures that satellites are grabbing from space to look for smoke plumes, to be able to really identify when we were seeing a peak in particulate matter that was originating from wildfires. And so when you had sort of a peak in air pollution and a smoke plume was located, you know, in the vicinity, we call that a wildfire day.
I think I saw in there. It was like that would be a WFD, right?
A wildfire day. Our shorthand so that we didn't have to write it over and over and over again.
WFS, wildfire smoke. Great.
Exactly. You got it. The health information actually came from also data that are regularly collected by our Department of Health and Social Services from all of the hospitalization records that are coming in from hospitals around the state.
When it was all said and done, I mean, was there anything that really stood out to you that surprised you from this?
You know, I think the main finding, I think, is that we really saw the biggest impacts for asthma. So we looked at a number of both respiratory and cardiovascular outcomes. So everything from arrhythmia and COPD to asthma and upper respiratory tract infections. And really, we saw the biggest impact for asthma-related emergency department visits. And this was really across the board and across age groups and geographic areas. We also had an interesting finding in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley, where we at first there was sort of a small decrease in the number of emergency department visits for cardiovascular impacts, but then a few days after we saw a peak in air pollution, we saw an increase in emergency department visits in this region, and so it sort of there was basically like a little bit of a delay in when people were going to the ER. You know, one of our thoughts is that Mat-Su is a little more rural and it takes a little more time to get to the ER. So maybe people were like, man, you know, the smoke's getting bad, but, you know, it's not so bad that I need to make the trip into town basically to go to the ER. And maybe it took a few days for people to be like, all right, the smoke isn't going away. It's really sitting here and I'm not feeling well. So I'm gonna go in. Also, maybe people knowing that it is a hassle to get into town to go to the hospital, maybe have more of a plan in place potentially. You know, if you have asthma, maybe you keep an extra inhaler on hand so that you don't need to go to the pharmacy in an emergency, or you maybe even have a space in your house that you have a good filter in so that you can, you know, really kind of deal with what's going on outside. I mean, I think it kind of speaks to the things that you can be doing in your own personal life to be able to prepare when we, you know, have smoke days, especially when it's a long time.